Be a part of the best pro wrestling podcast today by supporting the Going In Raw Patreon. You can enjoy access to the live taping of the show, exclusive merchandise, and patron-only episodes, and so much more. Support Going In Raw today. Click the link in the description.
Hey, friendo, Steve here.
And Larson.
Yeah, welcome back to Going In Raw
Countout. This is the show where we count things down in the world of pro wrestling right here at youtube.com/ Steven Larson. Be sure to hit that subscribe button, a little notify bell next to it. And if you really want to help the show out, go ahead and hop on your podcast, your iOS podcast app, or whatever podcast app you use to listen to this, if you're listening to it in audio format, and leave us a rating or a review.
Yeah.
It really helps the show.
It does.
If you want to contribute to the show financially and support Going In Raw, we've got rewards to offer you.
We do.
Through via Patreon at patreon.com/ Steven Larson. We're also a pro wrestling tease where you can get this shirt.
You can get this one too, but it's not in our store.
It's not.
This is an Okada shirt.
That's an Okada shirt.
He's the best wrestler in the world.
Do you think Gato made that shirt?
That's a good question.
I feel like he might have designed it himself.
Maybe.
He's a very creative guy.
He is.
Anyways, speaking of indie wrestlers like Okada, not really an indie wrestler.
No.
Today we're talking about indie wrestlers and who we want to see come up to the big time in WWE. Now,
well, in the year 2018.
In the year 2018. Now, we're not saying that their current career path is anything to, you know, be ashamed of, and that if they didn't come in the WWE, they wouldn't be anything, because we think that you can be anything you want to be, even without the WWE.
Of course.
That's right. However, we watch a lot of WWE, so it'd be just convenient for us for them to come up to WWE and get
also,
a big paycheck.
Also, you know, every now and again, the WWE needs an injection of new talent.
That's true.
To spice things up.
Uh-huh.
We have a list here.
To feed to Braun Strowman and Goldberg and a bunch of old-timers. And Triple H. Triple H needs new, fresh meat to be fed.
And so he can use his golden shuffle.
Exactly.
Yes.
All that.
Yeah. All right, first, a couple of ground rules.
Okay.
How do we define independent?
Well, New Japan Pro Wrestling is not independent. However, there are some wrestlers that perform at New Japan that are not under, like, contract.
With New Japan.
With New Japan.
So we don't consider contracted wrestlers with New Japan, Ring of Honor, I guess Lucha Underground.
Right, yeah, there is a bunch of them. Like, for example, we're huge fans of Jeff Cobb.
Yes.
Brian Cage.
Yes, Penta El Cerro M.
Yeah, but they're all under contract with Lucha Underground. It's not, they can't go.
They can't go to WWE in 2018 unless Lucha Underground goes out of business, which it isn't going to happen.
Right.
Which is not going to happen because they already got confirmed for season 4.
Yeah.
So unfortunately, none of them will be at WWE in 2018. But we have 12 wrestlers who we think could and should go WWE in 2018. Steve, let's get started.
All right, number 10.
10.
Mark Haskins.
So he is a well-traveled wrestler from the United Kingdom,
mm-hmm,
who was not a part of the United Kingdom tournament.
Yeah, we kind of took all those guys out of it too, because
yeah,
a lot of them are kind of already signed.
Yeah, like Pete Dunne is signed to the WWE.
Right, exactly.
Yeah, as is Trent Seven and Tyler Bate and Wolfgang and a couple others. Mark Haskins did not take part in that tournament. Is not signed with WWE, but he has wrestled all over the place, mm-hmm, all over the United Kingdom. He's wrestled for Pro Wrestling Guerrilla. We saw him at Night 2 of Battle of Los Angeles take on Travis Banks, who we'll talk about more later.
Yeah.
He also wrestled briefly for TNA,
oh,
I think
nice,
around 2011 or 2012.
Oh, yeah. 2011, 2012.
Before returning to the British independent scene, he's wrestled for Progress. I believe he was their world champion for a bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's good. He's really good. He put on a good match against Travis Banks.
Mm-hmm.
I believe he made it to the finals of Battle Los Angeles last year.
Oh,
I think it was
okay,
him and Skrull and Ospreay,
uh-huh,
in the final triple threat match. He has more than a passing resemblance to CM Punk.
Yeah, it looks like CM Punk.
He is very good, and he'd be a welcome addition, I believe, to either the main roster, or he'd bring some intensity and toughness to 205 Live with his hard-hitting style.
He should bring whoever does his...
He's got great merch.
He should bring whoever does his merch over there.
He's got great merch. His pro wrestling tee shop has all sorts of good shirts.
All right. That sounds awesome. I'm going to go there right now.
Is this how we're going to base who should be
in WWE? Oh, that's what we should do.
Who has the best pro wrestling tee store?
Indie wrestlers with the best merch.
That's
absolutely
a good idea.
That'd be great. Here we go. Official merchandise page of Fight Haskins. I think it'd be great. We got to see him live. You mentioned this, Travis Banks, night 2 of the Battle of LA. And it was fantastic. They had to follow, I think they had to follow that Sammy Guevara, Joey Janela match.
Yeah, I think so.
Which was just outstanding and like really hard hitting.
Yeah.
But they more than held their own. There was a lot of great mat wrestling involved. Yeah. Fantastic wrestler. Would really love to see him come up to NXT.
Check his Pro Wrestling Tee store. See if you approve his designs.
All right, let's take a look because this is always very important.
Why does he only have two on there?
What the heck?
He has better stuff.
I think he probably sells them. He's like, he probably sells them direct.
Yeah, I could.
I'm going to keep on.
Keep on looking.
Keep on looking here.
We can move to the next entry if you want,
Steve. All right. Continue on, please.
Number nine.
Yeah, number nine.
Nine. South Pacific Power Trip.
Again, we got to see them perform at the Progress Show during WrestleMania weekend.
In Orlando, yeah.
Sammy Callahan and
Shane Strickland.
Yeah, that was probably the best match of the. That might have been one of the best matches. Who was the main event that?
That was Pete Dunne.
Was it? Oh yeah, it was British Strong Style. Yeah, okay. Champion. Okay.
No, it was Pete Dunne versus. I think Pete Dunne versus Mark Haskins was the main event.
Okay,
and that was a good match too.
That tag match though
was exceptional,
and that really clued us into the what are they called again?
South Pacific Power Trip.
Thank Travis you. Banks. I always get lost in that
Travis
name.
Travis Banks and TK Cooper.
Mm-hmm.
I believe both were scheduled to take part in Battle of Los Angeles this year, but TK Cooper hurt his leg.
Leg or something.
So he had to withdraw.
Yeah.
Again, we saw Travis Banks wrestle Mark Haskins in the first round.
Mm-hmm.
But just based on that one match we saw alone,
mm-hmm.
awesome teamwork, awesome tag team moves.
Yeah,
they got great chemistry.
Yeah,
I think they would be a welcome addition to the NXT tag team roster.
Yeah, man. Look, the tag team division across the board in WWE, they have some really great talent, but they're kind of lacking in depth.
Yeah.
I mean, it's kind of the sad thing where they don't have enough time to feature in a robust manner the tag division. And so a lot of those teams that are actually really like the Fashion Police are really good.
Yeah.
You know, and they have their spot. They're doing the hilarious Fashion Files bits. But I do feel like there needs to be some talent infusion in the tag ranks.
Agreed.
Even when you look down to NXT. Oh, there you go. Even what is this thing? FightHaskins.com. Okay. Even when you look down at NXT, like, you know, you've got, we love the Street Profits.
Yeah.
They're really, well, one of them, Montez Ford's really green, though. It'd be nice to get some more veteran young guys up there.
Yes.
I say veteran young guys, but there are some relatively young guys who've been doing this for a very long time.
Yeah.
So it'd be fun to see something that's a little bit different. So yeah, it'd be great to see them.
Yeah.
Moving on. Number eight. Jazzy Gabert. Now, she made a huge impact at the Mae Young Classic. She came in, and people immediately fell in love with her. She's got this great look. She's big. She could take on powerhouses like Nia Jax, Tamina. She would sort of, I don't know, have her. She has such a distinctive look.
Yes.
That I think she could bring, again, an infusion of energy and charisma to whatever women's division she ended up in the WWE.
And she really does project this air of I don't know, she's so charismatic, and I imagine in the right creative hands, she can really do some interesting creative work.
Here's the thing, it's kind of an interesting thing about NXT. There is no, and even, I mean, so, you know, Raw has Nia Jax, SmackDown has Tamina, who kind of fills that sort of power role.
Mm-hmm.
NXT kind of doesn't have that right now.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, even Asuka, she's not like a larger competitor. She was just dominant.
Yeah.
But it, you know, that's something that could really be sort of added to the NXT women's division that isn't there already. You mm-hmm. know, it's kind mm-hmm. of a hole right now. So, that'd be fantastic. Number seven.
Seven.
Sammy Guevara.
So before we saw him at Pro Wrestling Guerrilla, you said that he competed in some sort of impact thing.
Some kind. The Sony 7 X Division Cup. The X Cup.
All right.
The X Cup. Yeah, he was, it was just, I think, like a one-off thing. I don't think he, like, signed with him or anything because I never see him there. But he was definitely a standout. He's hustling, man. Like these days, he's all over like the YouTube stuff.
Yeah.
He is really trying to carve out his own brand at a very young age. What is he like? 12, 13, something like that?
He's 24 or something like that.
Yeah. He's a kid, man. He's super young.
Yeah. 24.
Yeah. And, but he's been everywhere these days. Like we saw him live against Joey Janela. Night two at Boland. Was that night two at Boland?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was.
And they put on a stellar match.
They didn't open the show. I think Trevor Lee opened the show.
Yeah, Trevor Lee usually opens the show, at least the two shows we've been to.
Yeah. But I think they were like the second one on, and it was just like a mind-blowing match. Like, they were doing things with chairs that I was
Joey Janela's not afraid to take some stiff bumps.
No, he's not.
We just watched a video of Janela getting slammed off a roof through a table with fluorescent tubes into the bed of a truck.
I guarantee you he's going to be on this 10 indie wrestlers who should sign with WWE in 2019 in a year from now.
Yeah.
He's going to be on that list, Joey Janela. Just need to keep on wrestling those invisible people.
Yeah. I'd rather have him do that than take another spot off a roof.
Me too, man. Anyways, going back to Sammy Guevara. Yeah, no, but the first time I saw him was on Impact for the X Cup thing. And I was like, holy crap, this guy's actually really good. I can't wait till next week when I see him on Impact. And then he hasn't been back there. But then, you know, luckily we were able to see him live. And then I've seen him in a couple more matches on YouTube.
Yeah.
And every time he has a match, people talk about, you know, man, this kid's like stealing the show every single time. It's fantastic.
Yeah.
So he's definitely one to keep an eye on. I could definitely see him. Could you imagine if 205 Live was populated? Granted, it kind of already is. But more guys like that,
mm-hmm.
like if you start adding guys like him, like Leo Rush to 205 Live, Johnny Gargano.
Yeah.
I mean, what a freaking renaissance. And it's already stacked with talent.
Oh, it already is, yeah.
But man, like if you continually infuse that type of talent, oh my God. I mean, tell me that wouldn't be like the must-see show.
Oh, I know, especially if you get that type of talent and put it in a smaller venue with a really hot crowd.
I'm telling you.
Off the charts.
Oh, man.
Off the charts.
Off the charts.
Off the charts, I tell you.
Where would it be in relation to the charts, Larson?
Off it.
That's right. So, yeah, Sammy Guevara. Fantastic. I've not looked at his merch. I'm still trying to... Oh, what is it? Fighthaskins.com?
Yeah, that domain is not working right now.
Yeah, really? Oh, no. Haskins, get your IT guy on that.
But all the merch he was selling at the PWG
it was, like,
show
this
was
right
great.
On his Wikipedia page. It's beautiful. Great. I want to get cool going in raw merch like that.
Yeah, we should.
Ask him... Who does this stuff, man?
Let's move on to number six.
Oh, no.
Number six.
Number six. Candice LeRae.
So she was in the Mae Young Classic.
Why hasn't she been signed yet? Her freaking husband's in like one of the biggest stars of NXT.
I know. Well, we heard that after the Mae Young Classic, which she competed in, made it to the quarterfinals, I believe, we started hearing word or rumors about people who have signed or had signed
mm-hmm.
and those who hadn't.
Mm-hmm.
And we heard that Candice LeRae hadn't signed,
mm-hmm.
but she was going to be brought into NXT on occasion as enhancement talent.
Mm-hmm.
But hold on a second. Candice LeRae is one of the best wrestlers in the world.
We're not talking about independent. We're not talking about women. We're talking about wrestlers.
Period.
Across the board, she's one of the best in the world.
She's fantastic.
Yeah.
She wrestled extensively in PWG,
mm-hmm.
one half of the world's cutest tag team with Joey
mm-hmm.
Ryan.
Yep.
They had several epic encounters, including one against the Young Bucks.
Oh, which is
that was immortalized in a shirt of hers on Pro Wrestling Tees, where she's got her face just covered in blood.
Crimson Mask.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, she's fantastic. Cody Rhodes listed in an interview relatively recently, he listed two people who had strength that were able to manhandle him like, and he couldn't believe it how strong they were. And one of them was, I forget the other one. The other one was like a hoss or something.
Yeah.
It was like Keith Lee or something.
Yeah.
And then Candice LeRae. This should have been done. This is like a done deal. This should be a done deal by now.
Yeah, I know.
Come on.
I know.
Come on. Come on. 2018. Let's get Candice LeRae in the WWE. WWF. No, I said WWE. I feel.
Oh, okay.
I said, I feel like it's going to happen.
Okay, good. I hope so. I want it to.
Good.
Good. I want it to.
You're happy with my instincts. Number five.
Five.
War Machine. Because I want to hang out with War Machine, Larson.
Hanging with War Machine.
Who doesn't want to be hanging with War Machine?
They seem like cool dudes.
They seem like super cool dudes. Apparently.
And guess what, Steve?
What?
They're free agents.
Yeah, I know.
They're working in New Japan right now, but from my understanding, that's on a per appearance deal.
Yeah.
Hold on. I have a link here.
You know who should be hanging with War Machine is the WWE roster.
True.
That's who should be hanging with War Machine.
Imagine War Machine versus Authors of Pain. War Machine versus Bludgeon Brothers. War Machine versus Sanity. War Machine versus The New Day. All good stuff. War Machine versus The Shield.
Whoa. That'd be great. Come on. Give me a break. It's War Machine. One of them, which what's the big Haas guy?
Hansen.
Hansen. Oh, my God. That guy can fly. Also, hey, one of their fiancés is already in WWE.
Yeah, Ray Rowe is Ray engaged Rowe to Sarah Logan.
With Sarah Lowe. They're together. Is it Sarah Lowe? Don't I can't say
that.
Sarah Lowe.
Don't do that.
My grandpapa said that you'd be scareder than
it. Don't do that.
But, I love her. She's great.
Yeah, she's great. War Machine put on a bunch of really good matches in New Japan this year. Really impressed us.
They're amazing. Not only are they like number one, fantastic in the ring, amazing tag chemistry. The Haas can fly. But
Hansen.
Good Lord. Hansen.
Hansen.
I just remember H is the Haas.
Yes.
Hansen is Haas.
Yes.
And then there's Ray Rowe. Their general packaging.
Oh, it's phenomenal.
Is so great.
Yeah.
It's so fantastic.
They're My only worry is they won't go WWE or WWE won't necessarily want them right away because of Bludgeon Brothers.
Yeah,
not exactly the same gimmick, but there's some similarity
there.
No,
I can kind of, man, I can kind of see that. Some crossover there.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I mean, I feel like War Machine needs to be a Raw branded tag team anyways.
Yeah.
So maybe they'll just, you know, go to Raw.
They can name them Raw is War Machine.
All they have to do, they just have to worry about that one time a year. Raw is, okay, that's good. They just worry about that one time a year when brands go head to head.
Well, they can
in-ring competition.
They can compete together for whose gimmick is better.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Or for gimmick, for a general kind of medieval themed gimmick.
Medieval themed gimmick. Exactly. They can call it the bubonic plague stipulation match.
All right, fine.
Because that's medieval, isn't it?
Kind of. Yeah.
Didn't the plague happen in the medieval times?
I think so.
1400s.
Something like that.
Yeah. That'd be terrible. Lacey, we were asked a question, where do you want to time travel to? She said the 1400s, because she's big on that Outlander show.
Yeah.
And I was like, here's a problem with that. Like, nobody's really around. So, like, you get dropped into a place in the 1400s, you'd be like,
but here's the thing,
where
though,
is everybody?
Here's the thing, though.
You'd be roaming around the forest.
You would know about modern medicine. And granted, you can't, you know, make up your own drugs and such.
Yeah,
but you can, you know, take appropriate measures to keep yourself out of harm's way.
You know, because
you know how germs are spread.
Do you know what a natural antibiotic is?
Garlic.
Very good. Very good. That's what I was going to say. Very good. Garlic.
Garlic.
So I don't know how you would apply that, though. Let's say you get, like, you know, an infection. Do you just start rubbing garlic on
it? Yeah, I guess so. I don't know.
Anybody got some garlic around here? Anyways, moving on. Would you know what garlic looked like if you just stumbled upon it in the woods?
Well, yeah. I mean, you see the bulbs.
Yeah.
That's what grows on the plant.
Well, where does garlic grow?
In dirt.
See, just knowing that garlic would be an antibiotic, would that actually really help you?
Can you travel back in time with some provisions?
No.
I mean, stuff that would be appropriate to the date you're traveling.
Tidy-whities.
No, I mean, like, they had garlic in the 1400s, I'm guessing, so
yeah, right.
So you could travel with garlic, and it's not going to be a weird thing where you're busting out your iPhone in the 1400s and going to freak people
out.
Dude,
if they see you, you're a witch.
Probably.
Like, you just say one thing. You say one sentence, and they'll interpret that as you being a witch.
Probably.
Or the devil. Oh, next. Number four. Keith Lee. Talk about hosses, man. Ooh, that's a big man. Let me ask you something. Vince McMahon... Fill in the blank, Larson. Vince McMahon loves blank. Monsters.
Yeah.
He loves it because they're always at the top of the card on Raw. Well, you could have said Roman Reigns.
Yeah.
You could have said.
But there's a lot of answers. That's why I was thinking.
There's a lot of answers, yeah. Well, he hates sneezing
and sleeping. I don't think he likes sleeping, no.
He doesn't like sleeping. Anyways, Keith Lee would fit in perfect in today's main event scene on Raw. He totally would, man.
Yeah.
Put him in there with Braun, with Brock.
Samoa Joe,
with Vader, with Bludgeon Brothers, all these guys. Is Vader not wrestling in the WWE anymore?
No.
Oh, I thought he was. Anyway, I've been playing too much 2K18.
Gotcha.
Anyways, yeah, tell me more about Keith Lee. We've seen him live.
Yeah, he has really rose his status this year. He's featured in a couple.
He's risen his status or rose his status?
I don't know. I can't really talk right now. We've done a lot of talking today.
Yeah.
He's enhanced his status quite a bit this year.
Yeah, there you go.
He was the subject of a couple of profiles, I think one by ESPN, another by some other mainstream publication, media outlet. You know, it's very rare, even today, where we see a lot of larger wrestlers, hosses, who are ridiculously athletic.
Yeah.
And he might be the most athletic of them all in terms of doing crazy moonsault type moves.
They're transforming the genre of Hoss wrestling.
Yes.
Is what they're doing. By, like you said, doing all these crazy athletic moves, doing things you don't typically. Look, man, you think of a Hoss fight, you think of a couple guys lumbering about the ring.
Yes, hitting each other awkwardly. Keith Lee does none of that. We saw him take on Walter at Battle Los Angeles
it
Night 2.
Great.
Hard hitting.
Oh, it was great.
Power move after power move.
Chops.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it was great.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
Keith Lee didn't have to bust out any of his high-flying stuff.
Nope.
But I've seen him do high-flying stuff, and wow.
Yeah,
it is
crazy.
Impressive.
And on top of that, he's like one of the most charming men on the on the indie scene.
And he's got a great catchphrase.
Yeah.
Bask in my glory.
That's, you know, that should be Mark Haskins.
Be Hask in my glory, is that what you're going to say?
Be Hask in my glory.
It's terrible.
Number three.
Three.
Tony Storm. I love me some Tony Storm, Larson.
I feel like everybody in this list is on here because you either saw him at Progress in Orlando or Battle of Los Angeles Night 2.
You said before the cameras were rolling that the indie scene has, it's a renaissance for the indie
boom.
Scene. It's a boom time for the indie scene. You're absolutely right. The reason why we saw all these people live, because you're totally right, is that there were so many great indie shows on WrestleMania weekend.
Mm-hmm.
We were very picky and choosy.
Yeah.
This has been a good year for us in terms of the wrestling that we've seen. And we went to PWG, went to Progress. We went to every show that we kind of wanted to go to.
Yeah.
And because we knew he was going to be there. Like, all these people have buzz behind them.
Yeah.
So, and I mean, here's the thing. All these cards that we've gone to has featured any number of great talents that didn't make it to this list.
Yeah.
These people stood out to us. And that's why they're on this list. Yeah. So what you're saying is absolutely correct, but there's a reason for it.
Yes.
Tony Storm absolutely stood out to us. She took on Jenny
Couture,
yeah. I always forget the last name. And so I was very excited when I heard that she was going to be in the Mae Young Classic. And sure enough, she was featured very heavily in the advertising for the Mae Young Classic.
Yeah.
She was getting some of the biggest pops of the night. She's a great wrestler. She's super young.
Yeah, she is.
She's like, what, 23, something like that?
22, I think.
22? My goodness gracious. And a lot of people were very surprised that WWE did not sign her coming out of the Mae Young Classic, you know, considering they signed a lot of people. I wonder if maybe that was by her design. She's only 22 years old. She can go out there and do what we've talked about many times as indie wrestlers.
Yeah.
Go out there, raise your stock, build your brand, come back, and be even more of a, you know, command even more of a salary.
Yeah, and that's what she's doing. She's in stardom right now in Japan. She holds two titles.
Mm-hmm, absolutely.
I mean, time is on her side.
Mm-hmm.
She has plenty of time to build up her brand, travel the world, gain a wealth of experience, and come to WWE in 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 years.
Yeah.
And be a massive, massive star.
Yeah, absolutely.
And she's great in the ring. She got a ton of charisma.
Mm-hmm.
Massive amounts of charisma.
Huge charisma.
Huge charisma. Yeah. All the charisma.
All of it. Number two.
Two.
Matt Riddle. So he's been, you know, collecting independent gold all year long.
All over the world.
And just putting on some absolutely fantastic matches. He's such a joy to watch in the ring.
He's got infectious charisma,
mm-hmm.
an infectious personality.
Mm-hmm.
He can't help but chant bro when he's in the arena. He's got, for someone who hasn't been wrestling that long,
right.
he understands the basics of the sport in terms of storytelling, ring psychology.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a wide variety of moves he can employ. Not only that, He mixes it with his MMA background.
Mm-hmm.
So you get a little bit of MMA, you get a little bit of pro wrestling, you got a lot of bro.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, we've seen him wrestle a few times, and it's been a absolute delight.
Yeah, yeah. It's so much fun.
I almost said it's been a fun time.
Yeah, you almost said it's been a fucking time.
No, I said fun time.
Fun time.
Fun time. He was the previous WWN champion. Keith mm-hmm. Lee beat him for that belt. I think he still is Rev Pro. He has a Rev Pro belt, I think.
He recently talked about, there was an interview somewhere, it was just in the last couple of days. He talked about what he would do against
Brock Lesnar. Well, he has a shirt that says, these sales are sold at the PWG show we went to last, Battle Los Angeles,
mm-hmm.
that a list of things to do, mm-hmm. and the last one was retire Brock.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
But yeah, he had
Oh, Sports, it was Sports Illustrated.
Yeah, Extra Mustard, yeah.
All right.
It was up late last week, earlier this week, talking about want to have a match with Brock Lesnar. So it seems like I think he's had contact with WWE in the past. I don't know if he's had a tryout, but it pretty much seemed like the ball's in his court. Whenever he wants to go to WWE, he would probably be welcomed.
It'll be interesting to see if he does go to WWE or if he goes to New Japan. Apparently, he was supposed to be in the World Tag League with Jeff Cobb.
He was supposed to be
Jeff
Cobb's partner, yeah. Chosen Bros.
The Chosen Bros, yeah. Let's see here. So, yeah. He'll be, look, he's going to have an even bigger 2018.
Yeah.
We'll see if he signs with the WWE. We'd love to see that.
Yes.
Number one. Ricochet.
This is going to happen.
This is definitely going to happen. He's pretty much, if you take a look at his last match in New Japan, that tag match where him and Taguchi dropped their junior tag titles to Roppongi 3K.
Yeah.
You see him leave, and he was just soaking it all in. That looked like a guy who was, you know, internally saying goodbye. Yeah.
Yeah. Hold on, real quick. I was wrong about Matt Riddle. It was Progress Wrestling. He was a former Atlas champ.
Oh, yeah, yeah, okay.
Not Rev Pro. Sorry.
Gotcha. I mean, look, he's an absolute – Ricochet is an absolute delight to watch in the ring. What's his name? Prince Puma? Is that his name?
Lucha Underground.
Lucha Underground. So have you seen Lucha Underground?
His contract in Lucha Underground has expired. He'll be a free agent middle of January 2018.
I feel like this is like a definitely going to happen. Everybody seems to think that this is going to be his next stop at WWE.
Yeah.
He said previously that he would love to take the Finn Balor route.
Yes.
To the WWE, which would indicate that he'd want like sort of a high profile stint in NXT.
Yeah.
And then come up to the main roster with a lot of fanfare, which.
Yeah. And of course means. No 205 Live.
Yeah, no. There should be no way. He needs to bulk up a little bit and ensure that doesn't happen.
Yes.
But I can't believe for a second that they would put a guy like Ricochet on 205 Live.
I would hope not.
He's too high profile. He's too good. He's one of the best on the planet.
He really is. He might be the best pure athlete that wrestles in the world today.
I could totally see that. We got to see him again. You know, we got to see him live at PWG against Leo Rush.
Yeah.
And, man, did we see him? Because that was at PWG, but then we also saw... Did he wrestle Night 2 at Battle of the Night?
Yeah, I think he was in a
tag match.
It was okay. Him and Seidel against Sabre Jr.
Yeah.
That was a really good match, too.
Yeah, it was. Look, this is going to happen. You're going to see the name Ricochet in the WWE. I wonder if they're going to call him something else.
No, they shouldn't.
If they didn't call Leo Rush something else, they're not going to call Ricochet something else.
I know, Ricochet is an established enough brand. They can't
absolutely,
do that.
Yeah.
And they definitely not going to call him Prince Puma, but they better call him Ricochet.
Yeah, that'd be rad. Anyways, I mean, there's any number of dream matches just waiting to happen for him in the WWE.
Yep.
So that's very exciting. Anyways, that's it. Let us know what you guys think and who you want to see join the WWE. Again, you know, there are certain guys like Jeff Cobb. He signed Lucha Underground, like you said, Penta El Cero M. Thank
or just
you.
El Zero M.
You know, I'm the guy who's supposed to know the Spanish around here. There's all sorts of other guys out there. A lot of people who aren't signed and didn't make the list. There's just a lot of really, really great indie names.
If you enjoy independent wrestling, there's never been a better time.
Joe Hendry, Jimmy Havoc, all sorts of dudes on the UK scene.
Mm-hmm.
All sorts of guys out there. And, there's only 10 spots in this list.
Yes.
Yeah. Anyways, that's it for now. Until next time, we'll talk to you guys later.
Bye.